Health and Human Services as part of the Bush administration initiative to expand abstinence-only education. Though many of the grant recipients have religious affiliations, they are not supposed to use the federal money for religious proselytizing. The ACLU lawsuit filed in federal court in Boston alleges the Silver Ring thing crossed that line and uses the grant money to encourage young people to commit themselves to Christianity. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says it's time for some change and adjustment away from the base alignment designed for the Cold War. Appearing before the commission that reviews the Pentagon's base closing plan, Rumsfeld says the changes will benefit taxpayers. He says the changes are needed to deal with what he called new demands of the war against extremism and other evolving challenges in the world. The head of the Base Realignment and Closure Commission told Rumsfeld the proposals, if accepted, would have profound effects on the communities and the people who work at them. Rumsfeld promises the government will provide a variety of help to communities and people in them whose bases do end up being closed. Two car bombings in Baghdad killed 9 Iraqi soldiers and injured many civilians today. A senior police official says the blast came minutes apart near a street market. An army patrol responding to the first explosion was struck down by the second blast. 5 soldiers wounded, an unknown number of civilians were taken to the hospital. The attack is the latest in a wave of violence. A total of 48 bodies recovered in locations across Iraq. Many were shot execution style. Authorities say an Italian worker for a U.S.-based relief agency has been kidnapped in Afghanistan. Authorities say 4 armed men bashed in the windows of the woman's car and forced her into another vehicle. The woman works for CARE International. A CARE spokesman says the woman's car had just dropped off another female employee just before the abduction. No demands have been made for her release. An Italian diplomat in Kabul confirmed the woman is an Italian citizen. No details. Her name has not been released. This is Air America Radio News.
Preposterous. Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
Showtime presents a powerful new original picture based on a true story. Allegations of abuse.
100,000 children molested by priests.
A conspiracy of silence.
This is not a cardinal. This is a cover-up.
And the battle for justice.
He must never serve as a priest again.
Ted Danson, Christopher Plummer, and Brian Dennehy. Directed by Dan Curtis. Our Fathers, the Catholic Church in an Age of Scandal. Premiering tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on Showtime.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Wow! Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio plays all my favorite hits.
It's the Randy Rhoads Super Smash Club Mix Explosion 2, featuring hits like the Zell Miller Throwdown.
Why, if you were a man, I'd kick the crap out of you.
Well, Zell, if you were a man, I'd kick the crap out of you.
You'll also get Randy Rhoads' own tender ballad.
So much required in getting dinner together in New York. Oh, my God, and God forbid you want a song.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. The body count now stands: American dead in Iraq, 1,622, according to BartCop.com, 1,622. And today is the 15th day since the Times of London reported the existence of secret memos and minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. 1,622 Americans have been killed. Thousands of American soldiers have had legs, fingers, eyes, and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 15? Why is the American liberal media not demanding the resignation of both Bush and Cheney? Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist looks set to launch his attack on the United States tomorrow on 230 years of advice and consent. These Republican neo-thugs couldn't care less. They don't care. The so-called nuclear option, named that way by Republicans, is to be launched tomorrow. If this power grab passes, Bush's anti-choice nominees will sail through the Senate, and government in this country, as you have known it your entire life, and I don't care what your party affiliation is over. It's over. Now, we have some sound tonight from the weekend talk shows on that particular topic, plus the cowardly, twisted mind of John McCain on Memo-gate, dare I say it. Stay tuned for that. McCain has turned into an absolute piece of human waste. He was a war criminal to start with. He accepted the mantle of war hero when he's nothing but a cowardly bastard, and now he has become as anti-American as anybody in that filthy United States Senate. Oh, and we have a statement from Simple Scotty about the retracted Newsweek story. Let's start with that, because there was no formal briefing today. Simple Scotty and his crew of bastards and whores were on their way to a energy policy speech at a biodiesel refinery in Virginia. So they had what's called a press gaggle, where these poor, miserable bastards who represent the American media stand around and chat informally, off camera. But I want to read to you McClellan's statement about the now retracted Newsweek article. It's astonishing how this useless blob of flesh can stand there and make a statement like this and not just collapse into gales of laughter. The hypocrisy just knocks you down. Here's what he said regarding the Newsweek story.
There is a certain journalistic standard that should be met, and in this case it was not met. The report was not accurate, and it was based on a single anonymous source who cannot personally substantiate the report, so they cannot verify the accuracy of the report. I mean, this report has had serious consequences. It has caused damage to the image of the United States abroad. People have lost their lives. Can you believe that? After the revelation to the world that the weapons of mass destruction reports put together by this corrupt criminal administration was nothing but lies, when anonymous sources tried to label Niger as the country where yellow cake uranium was coming from, and it was discounted, the wife of the man who discounted it was outed as a CIA operative, and dozens of her people were murdered on the spot immediately. When former national security advisors have tried to lay out in detail for the American public and this corrupt, filthy media we have exactly what went on, I'm talking about Clark, it was reported and discounted. And this filthy, filthy Scott McClellan stands out there and says people have lost their lives over a Newsweek story. It's astonishing. And they do it because they know they can, because they know CBS News will collapse. They know the New York Times will collapse. They know Newsweek and therefore the Washington Post and MSNBC will collapse. They know it. And they know that you and I don't care. They know that 40%, 30% of the American public, when polled, say that they do not hold the news media in any regard. I don't care what the news source is, radio, television, newspapers, or magazines. Rove knows this. I would not be surprised if this entire story is a Rovian, Machiavellian, another one of these vicious, vicious disinformation campaigns. Everybody on the planet knows what happened at Guantanamo. There have been half a score of reports of urinating on the Quran, of ripping pages out, of defecating on it, of flushing it down toilets, of smearing people with what they thought was menstrual blood, the beatings, the torture. But all those reports came from detainees. And American media and American government treats testimony from people who were there as if it's coming from a false source. But the lies and deceptions coming from this government and its spokespersons that is provably false is treated as though it is not false. I'll tell you something, truth seeker. The game is really up. It is. You're going to have islands of protest like this network, various programs like Peter Werbes or Ray Taliaferro, there's a handful of them. You know who they are. Nancy Skinner, Bernie Ward, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, and that's it. Media has sold out in this country. It has abandoned us. The New York Times is a pack of filthy liars. The Washington Post, all of them. Newsweek. Now, Michael Isikoff, down the toilet. Not that I ever cared for him too much. Boy, did he love chewing on one of Clinton's body parts back during the Clinton impeachment lies and distortions. He added to it. So now, guess what, Isikoff? Your ass goes down, too. They will all go down. All of them, unless they're just 2-bit, 25-cent whores like Robert Novak, who today compared the filibuster by the Democrats to the Holocaust. Now I want to see every righteous Jew in America, every righteous Jewish organization, demand this bastard's resignation. He compared Democrats in the Senate using the filibuster to the death camps. Where are you? Where are you? Where's that little Danny ass that called in here the other night? Where are you? Demand he get fired. Do you understand what he's done? trivializing the deaths of 8 million in ovens. Am I the only one? I'm a useless atheist. I don't believe any of this garbage and crap. But where are the Jews tonight? Where were the Catholics when all the priests were molesting and raping little children? Where are you, religious people? Where are you? Where are you?
They all drew and fired E.L. Condoleezza. If you're with me, then blast them to hell. She came riding side saddle, shouting out orders, twirling two pistols remarkably well. When it was over, there's nothing left standing, nothing moving, nothing to say. They drove the prisoners east to the boats for their hanging from the gallows overlooking Guantanamo Bay. He's a cowboy president, but he wears a black hat.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be coming to this
country. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. I just get furious, and I know that CNN, Wolf Blitzer, and our good friend Keith Olbermann have carried the report of the Times of London story that came out 15 days ago, and that's just groovy and wonderful, okay? Both Wolf Blitzer and our good friend Keith Olbermann are on cable news. I also know it's been reported tangentially by a couple of media outlets. When I talk about the Times of London story, that we're on day 15, and the liberal American media is not reporting it, I mean every single media outlet in this country, newspaper, news magazine, television, and radio station, until this gang of killers in the White House is gone. That's what I mean. So when you send me an email that Wolf Blitzer and Keith, our good friend Keith Olbermann, covered it, I appreciate your email, but that doesn't mean a damn thing. That's like saying this program covered it. That doesn't mean a damn thing either. What means a damn thing is when these completely sold out media outlets like the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post, the Miami Herald, the Chicago Tribune, the Toledo Blade, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, just on and on. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the Boston Herald, San Francisco Examiner, Houston Chronicle, Dallas Morning News, when these newspapers headline it and repeat it every day, like they did with Watergate, like they did with Clinton, every day, until that time, the liberal media in this country is not covering it. And screw television. Television is down the hole. It's down the hole. Television news is no longer anything. It is nothing. It is worse than zero. It is useless. And if our good friend Keith Olbermann had a lick of sense, he'd get the hell out of it, because it's poisoning him, and eventually it will eat him alive. He works for MSNBC. That's General Electric, for Christ's sake. There is no media left in this country, mainstream media. It's gone. You want news? Go to the Internet. Go to the bloggers. Go to Democratic Underground. Go to Bart Cop. Go to Buzzsplash. Go to 1,000 online news sources, but stop tuning in to television news. It is nothing but a collection of whores and pimps. They are useless. They are worse than useless. And now Newsweek magazine? It's astonishing. Astonishing. There have been a score of reports of this kind of behavior by the United States military, by the psychopathic bastards that we have running this miserable hole in Cuba. No, we're not the Nazis. We don't have the death camps. The Jews and the gays and the gypsies and the socialists and the union organizers are not lined up yet. They haven't been handed a sliver of soap and said, step in for a shower. We're more like the Soviet Union. We have established gulags. And we torture and desecrate to our heart's content. And nobody's going to stop us. And God help the media outlet that tries to focus on this. It's going down. If this isn't fascism, if this isn't a police state, gentle listener, then by God, you tell me what is. You right-wingers, you pissants, you want to call this program tonight and debate something with me, bring it on. Bring it on! You don't deserve to be in this country, you right-wingers. You don't deserve to be here. You should be living in Moldova someplace or the outskirts of Moscow. Why don't you get out of this country? You're wrecking it and destroying it and shredding it and turning it into something that is disgusting and contemptible. Where are the real Minutemen? Where are the ones that were willing to put their lives on the line against the British? Where are those men now with their muskets and the ball to put a ball right through your damn head? Where are they? I'm speaking metaphorically, of course. Paul in New York City wrote, Mike, I thought of you today reading about your best friend Scott McCall, and it appears his BVDs are in a bunch over how angry and violent the Muslim world is getting. Seems they've been getting misinformation about the war from single anonymous source. Horrors. Scotty won't stand for it. Isn't that just a gas? Scotty acts as if he doesn't know that we wouldn't be in this hellish war in the first place if it weren't for erroneous single anonymous sources cited by our government. How he can keep a straight face while this hypocritical filth passes through his teeth is truly breathtaking. Thanks, Paul. And he closes out by saying, have a great day, Mike. You're right. All right. We'll be right back. More on this story, some more emails and letters to Newsweek from people who copied me. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Fade unwanted noise and enjoy your music more with Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones from Bose. Originally designed for air travel, customers tell Bose they also enjoy them in the office, at home, and on the go, anywhere they use headphones to listen to music or other audio. David Carnoy of CNET says they feel good, even luxurious, on your ears. And now you can enjoy them, too, by calling Bose at 800-485-2114. You'll be delighted by the acclaimed noise reduction technology. In fact, technologyreview.com says it's as if someone found the volume control for the world and turned it way, way down. And the audio performance? Joshua Hill of Travel and Leisure Golf says, forget concert-like comparisons, you'll think you're on stage with the band. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 to try Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones risk-free for 30 days. Call by May 31st, 2005 and get free express shipping with your order. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 and leave the noise behind.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the morning's gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. On Tuesday's Morning Sedition, Mark Riley will be out on jury duty, but I'll be here to hold court, along with the real Judge Judy, comedian Judy Gold, plus Ambassador Joe Wilson, and your calls to our liberal confessional with special guest Cardinal Milf Milfington, and a live musical performance from Antigone Rising. Oh, and don't forget our buddy Lawton Smalls. We'll try not to have too much fun, Riley, on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. And regarding what I said about Novak on the Capitol gang, I guess it was Saturday. Robert Novak, I literally can't say my true feelings about him, or I'd be in trouble. But he compared an offer by Senate Democrats to avert a ban on the use of judicial filibusters with going to a concentration camp and picking out which people go to the death chamber. My God. Novak was referring to Harry Reid's proposal back on May 12th to confirm some, but not all, of Bush's block judicial nominees in return for Bill Frist agreeing not to resort to the nuclear option to ban judicial filibusters. Do you see what happens, huh? When you try to accommodate hogs, bullies, fascists, you see what happens? Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Just kill three or four of us, but leave the rest of us here inside the fort alive, okay? There's 120 of us in here. We'll send out three or four. Kill them. Harry Reid deserves to be leader of the Senate as much as Alfred E. Newman deserves to be leader of the Senate. Where is somebody? You know, I did a lot of heavy thinking over the weekend, and I'm really going to piss off some people with this statement, but you know what? The survival of my country is at stake here, and I keep saying I'm not going to vote Democrat. You know, I don't support Democrat. I'm not a Democrat any longer. The Democratic Party is dead. I'm going to apply, if that's what one does, for membership, and that means sending in contributions. It means actively working to support the candidates of the Green Party. And I don't know what the hell has taken me so long to realize that the Green Party is the only party who's saying what I'm saying. It's the only party that makes me feel there might be hope. Now, I'll get into this at some other time, but I want you to hear this pig, Novak. Listen to this guy. This is from CNN.
We're not going to have, like, going to a concentration camp and picking out which people go to the death chamber. You're not going to let the Democrats do that. Say, we're going to confirm this person, we're not going to confirm the other person. They're going to say that this is not the way we're going to do it. They've had all kinds of different offers.
All right, now, I want every single Jew listening to this program, including the ones who work for this network, get on the phone, get on your typewriters, your email accounts, I don't care what it is, and send a letter to CNN and protest this. And I want every real Christian who understands what a Christian nation did to the Jews in the 30s, I want you to send an email. If you don't, your Judaism is in the toilet. If you don't, your Christianity is in the toilet. Just like the Quran was put in the toilet. Do you understand me? Here's Novak comparing the advice and consent role of the United States Senate to selecting people for death in a Jewish death camp. A Nazi death camp where Jews were waiting to be executed. Ah, you filthy pig. You dirty, rotten, filthy pig. This guy has more blood on him than anybody in media. How many people have died because of this pig? And he's still on CNN? He still writes for the Sun-Times? Are there Jews on the board of directors of the Sun-Times? Are they on the board of directors of CNN's parent company? Are you all going to sit back on your asses and not say a word about this? Not a word? This was said Saturday. Today's Monday. This pig is still floating. Like going to a concentration camp and picking out which people go to the death chamber. That's what this filthy human being said. Go to CNN.com. You'll see how to send him an email. Call him up. For Christ's sake, call him up. Do you understand what's happening? That kind of a human waste gets a forum on both television and in newspapers, and Newsweek publishes something that everybody knows is true. Dan Rather reports on something that everybody knows is true, and the full force and weight of this Nazi regime comes down on them. Do you not understand what's going on here? Do you not understand? I don't care if you're Jew or Gentile, gay or straight, man or woman. Do you understand? Do you understand what's happening to this country? You're going to have like going to a concentration camp and picking out which people go to the death chamber. Oh, you pig. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 6 million died so this piece of human waste can use their deaths as a comparison about the destruction of democracy, of advice and consent in the United States Senate. And you're Jewish, you're going to sit back and let this happen? They don't pay any attention to Christians anymore. Not real ones. Oh, if you're a religious right, if you're a Dobson killer, if you're a psychopathic Jerry Falwell, oh, they'll listen to that. How about you Christians, huh? You're going to say something? Jesus was a Jew, you know. It's just unbelievable. Every day. Now, we're supposed to focus on this miserable, pissant Newsweek story and forget about the fact that these people lied us into a war and the memos are there and the proof is there. It's all there. The New York Review of Books is going to publish the entire memo. You can read it for yourself. Who reads the New York Review of Books? Oh, that's right. A bunch of New Yorkers. Eh? So we're not going to talk about that, see? We're not going to talk about the memo and the lies, and it's all there. Let's bend and twist this so-called intelligence so we can take this nation into war against a miserable-ass third-world country that happens to be sitting on the second-largest known reserves of oil. Let's destroy and kill. Let's support all these regimes in the Caucasus that are hell-bent on destruction and boiling people and torturing people and ripping them to pieces. Do you know what these people are doing to your country, Truth Seeker? Do you know what they're doing to your Constitution? Do you know what they're doing to your morality and your ethics? Do you understand? So let's all talk about that dirty, rotten Newsweek magazine. Just like a few months ago, that dirty, rotten Dan Rather. That dirty, rotten CBS News. Do you understand now? You're watching the development of a police state. You are watching it. You don't have to go to your history book. You don't have to read about Germany. You don't have to read about post-revolution Russia. You can sit here and watch it happen. This is how it happens. And we got a front row seat. I wonder when 10 million of us are going to take to the streets and demand our country back. And I'm starting to feel like the answer to that question is never. A woman named Kathleen sent this letter to the editor of Newsweek, sent me a copy. To the editor, earlier today I emailed the editor of Newsweek, who published the shameful apology for one misstatement in a story that had already been covered less visibly in other news outlets. So why is Newsweek apologizing? Because of a misstatement? Because there were consequences resulting from publication? This is amazing. Can you pretend that serving as corporate cheerleaders for the warmongering Bush administration does not also have consequences? Such as war, blind support for bad publicity, divisions in the United States, protests, killings of Iraqis and our precious young soldiers? Not long ago, we watched in amazement as a respected journalist lost his position because of an outcry over a mistakenly sourced story that has not to date been disputed. I repeat, the story that Bush was AWOL has not been disputed. Only the documents that were used to support the story were found to be, quote, forgeries, end quote. Now Michael Isikoff is being threatened because a government source backed off the statements given to the reporter on a story that is not news, but a fact that has been out there for some time, a truly and well-documented fact. Please support journalists who have the courage to speak truth. Otherwise, there will be no voice for those who dare to question the policies and actions of this government, those who take seriously their obligation as citizens of a democracy. In such a case, I would suggest you change the name of your organization to TASS. Sincerely, Kathleen, and her last name, California.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna thought it might be worth a mention. If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention. You can turn off the TV and go about your day, but just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor, Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the city of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Planet Jones. Planet Check.
In light of his recent passing, Planet Check remembers Bob Hunter.
He was one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, which means he was one of the 12 people who were on that first voyage of a dilapidated fishing vessel that they renamed the Greenpeace and sailed into a nuclear test off the coast of Alaska in 1971.
That's Greenpeace USA's executive director, John Passacantando.
They never made it to the test, but they braved some seas that nearly killed them, and they galvanized the public, not just in Canada, but around the world, for this bravery.
Hunter inspired an organization that became a global powerhouse.
Bob Hunter is the one who found this Cree myth that talked about when the Earth was really in trouble, a band of people called Rainbow Warriors would rise up. So he took that term and he applied it to all the Greenpeace activists on the ship.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Thank you.
a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Let me ask you something. How many times did you see the video of Bill Clinton hugging Monica Lewinsky on the rope line? How many times? 100? 500? 1,000? They still trot it out. How many times have you heard the story that was revealed by the Times of London reporting the existence of the secret memos of the Bush crime family that laid out how they were going to construct lies and wage war? Is that not an impeachable offense? Is that not grounds to put them on trial? I mean, in a criminal court after they've been impeached, every single one of them involved in it? If that's not, and apparently it isn't, do you understand where we are? Now, regarding the Newsweek collapse, Ben Birch, our guy over at White Rose Society, emails in. He says, you know, the only war crime in that report that the White House denies is flushing the Quran. This is a tacit admission, Ben writes, that all of the other items in the report are true. And they are hideous, horrible things that are comparable to things that Pol Pot did, or which the Japanese did to our prisoners in World War II. This president is a fascist monster, and he's operating a machinery of systematic torture and death, and they don't even have the decency to deny it. Amazing. And his followers still claim to smell perfume wherever he blanks. Judith in Berkeley emailed in. Unfortunately, the defilement of the Quran story smacks too true for anyone not to believe Newsweek sources. If their source can be trusted, then let the FBI bring on their investigation. There must be a logical connection in order for a story to have the ring of truth to it. If the torture at Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib entails such actions as the smearing of menstrual blood and feces on the inmates, the use of dogs to bite and terrify prisoners, as well as every kind of cultural sexual perversity and every form of humiliation possible, why would the torturer stop short of any kind of religious defilement? We have seen the photographs of these abuses, so there is little to negate these allegations. So now the White House finds their reporting reprehensible? Allegations that someone flushed the Quran down the toilet definitely pass the smell test when it's weighed with the facts we know. That the White House is pounding its chest in righteousness and innocence, is what doesn't pass the smell test. But whatever the allegation, whether the allegation is true or not will not make any difference anymore. The Arab and Muslim world will never believe otherwise, nor will the rest of the world for that matter. The U.S. crossed the Rubicon when it attacked Iraq, and blaming any publication will not change the course of events now. The White House has some answering to do, too, especially of the lies they used to get us into this illegal war and of the torture they condoned, which has led to these allegations. Judith, and her last name, Berkeley. And she sent this to everybody, 2020, and This Week, and Nightline, and on and on and on. I wonder how many will read it. It's just outrage piled upon outrage. And in the meantime, the shock troops, the stormtroopers, these Christian killers in this country, these degenerate destroyers of the message of Christ are just marching like a mighty army, aren't they? Huh? You heard what's going on in Kansas? Getting rid of evolution out of the textbooks is not enough. They want to abolish the scientific method. From Milad. Hello, I just wanted to say the Newsweek report on guards desecrating the Quran was not based on one anonymous source alone. Former detainees, the BBC, the Washington Post, the Center for Constitutional Rights, and many other sources have verified that just the kind of abuse that Newsweek reported on did in fact happen multiple times. They reported on this years before the Newsweek story ever broke. Given this history, I think it's very hypocritical of the free press to take part in the scapegoating of Newsweek. You have a duty to stand up for facts and cut through the hype of the truth to the truth of the matter. Instead, many in the media are complicit in cannibalizing one of their own in order to avoid the wrath of the far right wing. Our free press was once the envy of the world. Please consider returning to those roots once again, because I fear the neutered beast that this new media machine has become. It's closing fast. It's closing fast. If you know someone who escaped Germany in the 30s as the door was slamming shut, whether they were a socialist or a Jew or a radical Christian or a trade unionist or a socialist, if you know somebody who escaped Germany in the 30s when the door was closing, call them up. For Christ's sake, go talk to them. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The Bush White House can't admit a mistake. Last week, Washington had a scare when a small plane flew over the Capitol. Before the authorities figured out there was no danger, the White House and Congress were evacuated. Dick Cheney and Laura Bush were rushed to a bunker. Donald Rumsfeld was notified, but George Bush, who was out for a midday bike ride in suburban Maryland, was not told anything until after the 47-minute episode was over. Asked about this, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley said, "That's how the system's supposed to work." Really? What if the threat had been real or part of a large attack? Would we want the president working on his heart rate instead of preparing to make a difficult decision? 47 minutes can be a long time. This was a big screw-up. Even if they can't say it, let's hope they realize that. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. Ant Block keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Newsweek retraction. Under fire for publishing a story that led to deadly protests in Afghanistan, Newsweek says it's retracting its report that a military probe had found evidence of desecration of the Quran by U.S. interrogators at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Newsweek had reported in its issue last week the U.S. military investigators had found evidence interrogators placed copies of Islam's holy book in washrooms and had flushed one down the toilet to try to get inmates to talk. Newsweek acknowledged problems with the story. Its editor, Mark Whitaker, apologized in an editor's note in today's edition. The accusations spawned protests last week in Afghanistan that left 15 people dead. After the White House criticized Newsweek's response to the story, Whitaker released a new statement saying that based on what he knows now, they are retracting the original story about the internal military investigation into uncovered Quran abuse at Guantanamo Bay. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid has declared an end to compromise talks with Republican leaders over George Bush's controversial judicial nominees. Reid says their fate, along with the future of the filibuster rules, will be settled in a showdown on the Senate floor. Reid said, quote, I've tried to compromise, and they want all or nothing, and I can't do that. Majority Leader Bill Frist expected to call a vote this week on the judicial nominations of Judges Priscilla Owen of Texas and Janice Rogers Brown of California. Bush nominated them for the federal bench in his first term, but they and five others were blocked by Democrats. Bush renominated all seven this year. If the Democrats try to block again and the Republicans can't break their filibuster, Frist may use the so-called nuclear option. He could call for the Senate to vote on whether to ban that procedure in such cases. Frist would need a minimum of 50 votes to abolish judicial filibusters with a rules change. Dick Cheney could provide a tie-breaking vote. South Korea today promised North Korea what was called a substantial proposal if Pyongyang returns to the six-party talks on the North's nuclear program. No details on what the proposal would be. The first direct contact in 10 months between North and South Korea is underway. 2 days of dialogue in a border town came as a top U.S. security official vowed unspecified action against North Korea if it carries out an underground nuclear test. Women in Kuwait have won the right to vote in parliamentary elections, but lawmakers who approve political rights for women say they must abide by Islamic law. It's not clear exactly how that might limit women's rights in Kuwait. The next parliamentary election in Kuwait is scheduled for 2007. This is Air America Radio News.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Policy and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
No, you may not hang at the park.
Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
As we close in on a vote on the nuclear option to kill the filibuster, the question we're keeping an eye on for Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show is whether the increasingly desperate Republicans will unveil yet more snappy nicknames for this thing so they don't have to call it nuclear anymore. So far, they've tried the constitutional option. They unveiled the bird option this past weekend. What's next? The up-or-down option? The turn-your-frown-upside-down option? The it's-the-end-of-the-world-and-we-don't-care-about-emasculating-every-part-of-the-government that isn't the presidency option? Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Now, here's the idea. Sean sent this in. This is an email to CNN. Sean writes, I just heard the comment by Robert Novak comparing a compromise on judicial filibusters to, quote, picking out people to go to a concentration camp, end quote. As a Jew and an American, I cannot believe such a comment on the 60th anniversary of the end of the war. The fact that you have this guy on your network only means you have sunk to an all-time low. You have no shame. I will never watch CNN again. In addition, I will sell my Time Warner stock that I hold in my IRA. I don't suppose anyone will notice my measly 50 shares, but I suppose it's a start. Exactly, exactly. Bless your heart, Sean. Didier. In Massachusetts, wrote in, the grandstanding of the Bush crime family and its allies in the media about this Newsweek story, which is true, truly makes me physically ill. Newsweek has to retract the story and apologize for what? 17 people died? I want to be cynical, but let's be real, shall we? Over 100,000 Iraqis have died. Hundreds of people have been beheaded. People have been blown to pieces. 1,600 Americans in uniforms have been killed. Tens of thousands of young Americans have lost limbs among them. As a direct result of this phony war on terror based on lies and fixed intelligence, has anybody asked for an apology for this human desecration by our government? No, Didier, not in this country, because we're sheep. We are cowards. We have a media that has become a total sellout. We have a Democratic Party that is utterly useless, with two or three exceptions, and those two or three exceptions are notable, noted by their uselessness. Even though they struggle, they still do. Boxer still does, Kucinich still does, and a few others. And I don't want to run down the list. I just don't have the time or the inclination. The Democratic Party is dead. The U.S. Constitution is dead. The United States Senate, as anything but a rubber stamp for this crime family, is dead. Do you understand how Hitler changed the judicial in order to send the Jews to the gas chamber? As a matter of fact, Alex writes in, Mike, reminder to Air America listeners, the importance of the control of the courts is paramount to whether democracy will remain in the United States or a detonation of our liberty and a surrender to the neo-fascist dark side. Adolf Hitler had to manipulate the courts in order to press forth his final solution. I fear that that is what Bush is doing, while at the same time he is attempting to control the press, probably by blackmail. To resist will get no play with mainstream media, for the press has already been informed not to do such events. We are on our own. Signed, Alex. Yeah. I'm not a history of World War II, but I know some of you are. The history of the rise of Hitler, the history of the perversion of the German courts, the history of the perversion of the German system of self-government. Are you not aware of the parallels here? The wild card in this country, which did not exist in Germany at the time, is a neo-fascist Protestant Christian right that is hell-bent on assisting in this destruction. And I want to tell you something. I cannot believe that every single major Jewish organization in the United States has signed off on the nomination of John Bolton. Are you people insane? Are you insane? It's astonishing. The Anti-Defamation League has signed off on Bolton. I don't mean to educate Abraham Foxman. He's a much smarter man than I am. He's a college graduate. He has the degrees. But Abe, let me tell you something. When the final solution is worked in this country, the Christians will come for you and they will cut your throat. Literally. Do you not understand that, Abraham? What is this alliance between intelligent Jewish organizations? Is it all about UN resolutions regarding Israel? Are you insane? Are you insane? These people will kill you. What is your motto? Never again. You're assisting a rise in fascism in another Christian nation. Don't you see that? For Christ Almighty's sake, whose name do I have to take an oath on? Don't you see it? Surely you must. You're much smarter than I am. You're much more well-educated than I am. You have degrees. You understand. Your family, your friends, your kinsmen were roasted and executed and gassed and burned, not mine. And you support this. Shame on you. Worse than shame on you. Never again becomes a laughable joke. Never again. For my entire life. No, not my entire life. When did I start to realize the Holocaust? When I was in high school. And from that point to this minute, I have been absolutely in the forefront of saying never again. Absolutely in the forefront of trying to educate anyone who is not educated on what the Holocaust was. And now I see prominent Jewish organizations, one after another, supporting the nomination of John Bolton, who would do everything to destroy democracy, to destroy representative government, to destroy the Jews. Don't you wonder, what is it? You want him to get into the UN because he's promised you off the record that he will get the resolution condemning Zionism as racism reversed? Is that it? Is that why you're selling the souls of 6 million dead? Is that why you're doing it? My God! Of the Gentiles and the atheists and those who are not members of the Jewish faith, are we supposed to believe you when you say never again and you support John Bolton? Are we supposed to believe you when Robert Novak can sit on a nationally a CNN and talk about the judicial debate and discussion and advice and consent and a filibuster is equal to selecting Jews for the death chamber? Are we supposed to sit here? I'm not Jewish. What am I supposed to do? Tell me. I always thought I was a righteous Gentile. Tell me. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Come on, some of you, email me. Tell me what I'm to do. I'll tell you what you're to do. You're to resist. Because I bought the story, and so did an awful lot of non-Jewish people buy the story. Never again. Never, never, never again to march silently into a death camp. Never! And now Robert Novak sits there and defiles the lives of every single Jewish man, woman, and child who was burned to a crisp by these Nazis. And here, the rise of fascism is occurring right in front of our faces. The The media is being destroyed. Whorish as it was, it's an easy kill. Dissent is being destroyed. The Constitution is being destroyed. Freedom of assembly, freedom of the press. I don't know what to say. Even Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, before they put a muzzle on him, stuffed something down his throat and said, "Shut up, you son of a bitch, or you're going to get suicided." Even he said that the rioting in Jalalabad, the rioting across the Islamic world, was not connected to the Newsweek story. Until they grabbed that four-starred bastard and throttled him and said, "Shut up, Myers! Shut up!"
David Starr of People Shroud, remember. No refuge and no hiding place for non-members of the master race. Whole nations enslaved and debased, remember. Blood and toil and sweat and tears, remember. The nightmare lasted 6 long years, remember. The world drowned in a bloody tide of war and death and genocide. 57 million died, remember. It's happening again. It's happening again.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, ish, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Hi, this is Mark Sussman, endorsed financial planner of the Workman's Circle, here to tell you about an important seminar on socially responsible investing. A successful investment provides superior performance and also supports a sustainable future and enhances quality of life for us all. We believe financially sound companies that operate with integrity toward their customers, employees, and the environment will be better poised to succeed in the future. Please join us on Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Workman's Circle Building, 45 East 33rd Street, for this free seminar on socially responsible investing. Call 212-685-4495 to reserve your seat. Dinner will be served. This seminar is co-sponsored by Calvert Funds, a leading manager in socially responsible investment, and the Workman's Circle, one of the nation's oldest fraternal organizations. That's Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. For reservations, call 212-685-4495.
Investments offered by Prime Capital Services, Inc., member NASD and SIPC. Prime Capital, the Workman's Circle, and Calvert Distributors are not affiliated.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matis does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matis Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Okay, I get the point. Some of you emailers are getting concerned that I might blow an artery tonight for sure. And, you know, maybe you're right. So I'm going to take some phone calls now. I'm just in a perpetual state of outrage. And I, you know, I've said before that's probably because, you know, I'm in this business. You know, I used to think that everybody should be in as agitated a state as I find myself in, and I know that's insane and it's ludicrous. And if I have offended you by constantly saying, "Where are we? How's coming out in the street?" I apologize. I understand that you know, there are jobs that have to be taken care of, and kids need to be raised, and appointments have to be kept. I understand that. I really do. It took 4 years, almost five, of Vietnam before there was a self-rising genesis of the beginning of protest against Nixon and the war in Vietnam. So you know, we've probably got it now. Careful here, the cynic mode is on. I'm sorry, just to alert you, but we probably need 10,000 or 15,000 American deaths before we'll take to the streets. And my heart bleeds for you folks who listen to this program, who have relatives that are over there waiting to be killed, and in the meantime trying to do their share of killing. My heart breaks for you, because it's going to take 15 or 20,000 dead or more, apparently. That's what it took last time, comparably speaking. But folks, they're murdering our country. Bart Kopp has been saying this for 2 years. They are murdering this country. He's probably been saying it for three. Sorry, Bart Kopp, if I'm selling you short here. And when Bart Kopp started saying that 3 years ago, you know, I would see that in print. I would see they're murdering the country. I would see it on his website, bartkopp.com. I'd see that they're murdering the country, and I used to I try to figure out what he meant. I knew they were committing atrocities against us. They being the Bush crime family. I knew they were cheap and just vicious people. I knew they were tampering with everything and trying to destroy everything, but you know, I thought there was a way to come back. I never saw it as murder, maybe dismemberment, maybe we'd lose an arm and a leg before these bastards were turned out of office. But Bart Kopp was absolutely 100% correct. It was like he had a crystal ball. It was like he could see what was happening. They are murdering this country. Do you understand that? It's finally sunk into me. Every single day that goes by and another one of these atrocities are revealed, the atrocity this time being the attack on Newsweek, the story is true. It was reported in the Washington Post 2 years ago. The Washington Post owns Newsweek. And in the meantime, while we're talking about that, the story of the memo that surfaced in the expose on Tony Blair, the memo that points to the absolute cold-blooded structure of fake intelligence, and we still have members of Congress, we still have media saying the intelligence was bad, you dumb bastards, the intelligence didn't exist. Good or bad? McCain says it exists. Listen, I'll play McCain. Listen to this weasel. Listen to this bomber coward. Listen to this guy who obviously went insane at the Hanoi Hilton. Listen to this man. Listen to this. McCain, on Stephanopoulos' program on Sunday, regarding the Downing Street Bush and Tony planted all memo, George Stephanopoulos begins by quoting from the memo to McCain. Listen.
Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD. But the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. The intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. Isn't that direct and somewhat credible evidence that the administration was manipulating intelligence here?
I have not seen evidence that the administration was manipulating evidence. Were certain serious mistakes made, such as relying on a guy?
What about that memo?
It says that's what
was happening.
I look at that. First of all, I don't agree with it. But second of all, I think the important aspect of the opening of this conflict was that it's clear the status quo was not prevailing.
What?
That the sanctions were eroding. American pilots were being shot at every day. There was a clear intent on the part of Saddam Hussein that he'd shown throughout his entire regime that he'd like to acquire and use weapons of mass destruction. He'd used them before. Was there a massive intelligence failure? Absolutely. Should people be held responsible? Yes. But I do not believe that the Bush administration decided that they would set up a scenario that gave us the rationale for going into Iraq.
You know what's happened to him? The cancer on his cheek has eaten into his brain. This guy is a walking dead man, and he realizes it, and he's trying to make sure that he's okay with the Bush crime family's vision of heaven, because he knows he's soon going to die of brain cancer.
The weapons flow, destabilize the Middle East, enrich the CEO, lie down, people, lay down your Bill of Rights, tell James Madison.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Read why the FDA's own scientists are worried the agency approves unsafe drugs that can put you at risk. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Looking for great tires and a great deal? Stop in now through June 4th while all Goodyear Eagles are on sale. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 mail-in rebate. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. And be sure to check out the latest innovation for SUVs and light trucks, the new Forterra featuring Silent Armor technology. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR. Stop in and get your Goodyears today.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, Eric Alterman has gotten off the toilet and grudgingly agreed to come into our studio, or at least he had agreed until he heard this promo. And just so we're not putting all our eggs in an Alterman basket, we've got Melanie Sloan from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, and Josh Marshall, a leading light in the now passe blog movement, and our very own lovable curmudgeon, Eric Alterman, all next time on For Rankin.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation,
to the United Nations Security Council. The world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
And he stood there in front of representatives from how many countries? 195 countries? How many countries are representing the United States or United Nations? And lied. And he knew it was a lie. He stood there and lied. This Christian man stood there and lied. And now the proof of that lie has been all over the British press. A few little obscure nibbles in the American press. Programs that are seen by a few thousand, like Overman's program or this program. Or a little bit over on CNN.com. A little bit on Wolf Blitzer. A little bit here, a little bit there. The man stood there and lied to the entire world. He lied to America. He lied to the United Nations. He has sent up to tens of thousands of people to their deaths. And John McCain, the war coward, the man whose brain is slowly being eaten away, sits there on Stephanopoulos' program, and you can see it in his eyes. You can see that he is absolutely terrified of either death or either at the hands of his because of his cancer or because the Bush crime family will suicide him. They've already attacked his family when he tried to run for the presidency. They called his wife a drug-addled whore and said his child, and they used the N-word on her. And they said he was crazy. And he defends them. If that's not an insane man, then what is? And he used that tired old line. There was a clear intent on the part of Saddam that he'd shown throughout his entire regime that he'd like to acquire and use weapons of mass destruction. So would Bush, McCain! And he says again, was there a massive intelligence failure? Absolutely. No, there wasn't, John, you dumb man. You totally dumb fool. It's all over the place in the British press. The memos are there. Are you insane, McCain? What did they promise you? That Cindy would be taken care of when you die? Is that why you're doing this? If that's why you're doing it, okay, I understand. He sounds like Rumsfeld. Should people be held responsible for the massive intelligence failure? Oh, yes, he says. But he says, I do not believe that the Bush administration decided that they would set up a scenario that would give us the rationale for going into Iraq. Okay. So the memo from every single major government official in the Blair administration is absolutely incorrect. Right, John? Huh? And the meeting that was held with these people, with the Bush crime family, none of that happened. You sick old bastard. You war criminal. So there sits John McCain. The Republican that the Bush crime family gutted. They cut out his heart. They cut out his intestines. They just gutted him. In 2000, just destroyed him. Why? Because he was on his way to kicking Bush's ass all over the country. And they tore him to pieces. And now he defends them. Now he sucks up to them. Now he's their best pet dog that's been neutered. That's been spayed. Oh, he slides up and just sticks his head up to be scratched. You poor old bastard. You poor miserable war criminal. Oh, my God. Can't you even show the courage that you showed when you bombed civilians in North Vietnam? Can't you even show that? How many missions, John? 50, 60, 70? How many? You had the courage to bomb civilians. Don't you have the courage to stand up for your own country? No. Just astonishing. Republican after Republican, Democrat after Democrat, news media outlet after news media outlet lining up. It really is incredible to have a front row bleacher seat. I mean, we've got a field level seat here, folks. We're right over the home team dugout. We got the best seat. You want a baseball analogy? Okay, we're right here. Metaphor analogy. What am I using here, Kathy? Is it a metaphor? It's a metaphor. Here we sit. No, I'm going to get 20 emails telling me it's really an analogy. Screw it. We have a front row seat. We're watching our country dissolve into fascism. We're watching the rise of something that I guess there are historical antecedents. I can't think of one, though, in recent history of a combination of fascism and Christianity. I mean, it's blatant. Okay? You can make the case for German fascism, that it was a combination of the church and the state. But I can't believe this is happening to my country. Bartkop was right. It's being murdered. It's being murdered in front of our eyes. God, that's sad. Jesus, God, it's sad. All right, let's do some phone calls now, okay? Terry is calling from Minnesota. Terry, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Do you want to feel good about living in the South and feel good about how you feel about Democrats?
Sure.
Okay, well, after some church groups got together and filed a lawsuit and overturned the concealed carry weapon, the Democratic Majority Senate passed it this week, and now if you go to a church, they won't allow you to keep the guns out. And the majority leader of the Democrats used to be a Republican, and his day job is a Lutheran pastor. And for contrast, okay, if I get on a bus in Minneapolis and use a fake bus card, that's a felony. But if I get on with a loaded handgun, a concealed weapon, that's a misdemeanor.
Terry, I don't mean to be impolite or anything, but you're telling me that I should be happy about this. I don't know where it happened.
No, I'm not being happy. I'm just saying that, you know, this goes into what you say about the Democrats, and you know, and it's just like sometimes when I hear you talk about what's going on in the South, it just seems like we up here in so-called progressive Minnesota is just as screwed, is what I'm saying.
I see. Well, I get your point then. You're absolutely right.
If you're charged with a felony, you also get your DNA taken and put on a DNA sample.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't live where you were. You don't live in the country you were born in. Were you born in the United States?
I was.
Okay. You don't live in the United States any longer.
I wish I did live in Canada. If RB has a sister in Canada that I can marry, I would definitely go there.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Terry.
No problem.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Now, I want you to hear, this is our last piece of sound for tonight. This is Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Whip, who is another one of these closeted gay men who does everything he can to promote so-called family values that he hates, because he will never be able to participate. Oh, he's married to Elaine Chao. Everybody in Washington knows that marriage was to cover up Mitch McConnell's repressed homosexuality. And again, always, if these gay men would just accept and pronounce for the rest of the world before they're caught in some hideous situation, before it becomes a matter of breaking the law, it would be so much better for them and so much easier for America to understand that being gay is as normal as being not gay. So Senate repressed homosexual Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky. When we come back, Kathy says. You know, you got to wonder what's wrong with the voters in Kentucky that they keep sending this freak back to D.C. Or is it just more massive voter fraud? McConnell talks about the nuclear option. That phrase was coined by that old racist Trent Lott. But McConnell has decided to rename it. He's not going to call it the nuclear option or the Lott option. He's going to rename it. And you're going to be stunned when you hear what he renames it. We'll play it for you when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Okay, Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Whip. Trent Lott called the blow-up of the filibuster rule the nuclear option. And this is what the effort's going to be made apparently tomorrow, unless the Democrats expose their hindquarters as, you know, like a chimpanzee. Oh, no, like a baboon. If the Democratic leadership will get put its chin on the ground and its knees up in the its knees on the ground and its hindquarters up in the air, like a baboon totally submitting to the superior baboon, if that happens, then Dr. Frist may show mercy and not begin the process of ending the filibuster. Anything short of that will not be acceptable. Democrats are cowards. The Democratic Party official leadership is nothing but a pack of whores and cowards. So Mitch McConnell, knowing an opportunity when he sees one, has decided to label this not the nuclear option, not the Trent Lott option. Listen to this degenerate.
If you're asking about the Byrd option as it may apply to these judges, these senators will have to speak for themselves if they want to issue a public statement about how they will vote if we have to exercise the Byrd option. My view is that if we have to exercise the Byrd option, if all additional discussions fail, if the cloture vote on one of these judges fails, I believe we will have the votes to exercise the Byrd option if that becomes necessary. I will predict that if we have to exercise the Byrd option, we'll have the votes.
You see how that's done? That was on that little pansy Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. You see how that's done? Huh? The Byrd option. 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 Referring to the senator from West Virginia. Byrd at one time was minority leader and majority whip. There was a key vote taken back in 1977 about cloture after a filibuster was in process, sticking strictly within the confines of the Constitution, as Robert Byrd always has stayed. Now let somebody email me and say why he was a member of the Klan. Yes, at one time he was. You're damn right he was. And in his machinations as a United States Senator, he has always stayed within the confines of the U.S. Constitution. These filthy Republican leadership thugs who exist today, the spawn of Satan, if ever such a thing existed, want to blow up the Constitution. Back to your phone calls. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah, first of all, on this whole thing with the filibuster and on Novak, I mean, as I've mentioned once before, I'm the son of a Holocaust survivor. I usually refer to more as an escapee. Now, my father's family was lucky enough to get out of Germany in 1938 and 1933 while they still could.
Mm-hmm.
And they only did so with the help of good Christians who were able to recognize, you know, how evil Hitler was. And people better wake up and realize what's happening in this country. I mean, I can think of nothing more reprehensible, more disgusting than this right-wing Republican like Novak, whose ass belongs in jail over the Valerie plane leak.
Right.
I mean, for him to compare the Democrats' use of the filibuster to the Holocaust and the Nazi death camps?
Well, Jerry, you are going to write a letter to CNN, I hope, an email, just three or four sentences expressing your outrage.
I mean, well, you know, it's just so outrageous. You know, CNN ought to be barrauded with, jam the phone lines as much as they can there. And, Novak, I mean, why do they keep relying on these people? But more importantly, I mean, if right-wing Republicans like Novak want Nazi comparisons to the situation in this country, then they should look up the word Nazism and the rise to power of Nazism in any encyclopedia, like the World Book Encyclopedia. And what they'd find is a description of how on January 30th, 1933, Hitler became chancellor, and he moved towards dictatorship quickly, outlawing civil liberties, and the Nazis also took over the press and the radio, and in time they established a totalitarian state, a government that permits no opposition. And that's what we have developing here. That's what this fight against the filibuster is all about,
right?
Is that these right-wing Republicans like Bill Frist, George W. Bush, and all these so-called neocons in the White House, what they want to do is they want to eliminate all possibility of opposition. And I think the Democrats have to be able to maintain their filibuster power. They cannot have it ended by Bill Frist. I mean, the Democrats, if they can develop the spine, they have to be able to stand up and block these political...
Well, they have to do it this week, Jerry, because this is where we see one of two scenarios. The end of representative government, and that would require Democrat leadership to stand on its hind legs and resist, or the beginning of the fascist states of America for real.
Right, and it must do so. It'll get support of people like me. And we have these politically extremist far-right-wing Bush nominations like John Bolton and William Pryor, who I found out from a New York Times article last week by Neil A. Lewis, May 10th, that he's also anti-gay, and he doesn't believe in the separation of church and state. And
well,
then
there you go.
We have Janice Roger Brown's anti-New Deal and the Enron-corrupted Priscilla Owen. All these nominations have to be opposed by the Democrats.
That's right. Jerry, I got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your comments. On Lou Dobbs, rebroadcast of Lou Dobbs' program on CNN. I just glanced over there a few minutes ago, and the font underneath, I had the sound down. And the heading was Newsweek Debacle. Newsweek Debacle. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die. Right down to the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Read why the FDA's own scientists are worried the agency approves unsafe drugs that can put you at risk. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor. Music recorder. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10 when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The White House says Newsweek magazine has damaged America's image overseas and cost people their lives as a result of the report it retracted on Monday. The news magazine reported that interrogators at prison in Guantanamo desecrated the Quran in front of Muslim detainees. But Newsweek said its unnamed government source now cannot say where he read the claim. The report sparked riots in several Islamic countries and deaths in Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the matter has had unfortunate consequences.
People lost their lives. People are dead. And that's unfortunate. And people need to be very careful about what they say, and just as people need to be careful about what they do.
State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the story is out there and you can't get it back. And White House spokesman Scott McClellan encouraged Newsweek to work to, quote, undo what damage can be undone. And Defense Secretary Rumsfeld explained to the Base Closing Commission Monday his reasoning behind the proposed closing of 33 major military bases while the country is at war. He says he wants to better position the military for the war on terror. Though it will cost dozens of communities thousands of jobs, Rumsfeld says it will save federal taxpayers an estimated $5 billion a year. Mayor Bloomberg of New York City Monday unveiled a memorial to honor 283 victims of Kings County lost in the World Trade Center attack. Bloomberg told the hundreds of friends and family members of those lost that Brooklyn paid a terrible price on 9/11.
We saw blazing towers go down. We saw that Brooklyn lost not just firefighters and police officers who rushed into those buildings when everybody else was rushing out, but we lost accountants and restaurant workers and custodians and bankers and mothers and fathers. And
made of bronze, the memorial features a beacon of light shining from the top that will be illuminated from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. daily. Published reports say the deal is nearly done to merge bankrupt U.S. Airways with America West Airlines. The Wall Street Journal reports the two airlines are working to secure funding for the merger. The merged company would also shed the America West name, and it would become the nation's sixth largest airline. About 25 people were stuck in an elevator for an hour Monday afternoon in the Washington Monument. D.C. fire and rescue workers had to walk up almost 900 steps to reach the group, which was stuck close to the top of the monument.
We got up to 480 and it stopped, and we were stuck in for an hour.
Officials say there were no injuries, although one 14-year-old girl did suffer a panic attack. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-2000. 1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
The Al Franken Show. I love the Dead.
When did that start for you, by the way?
It started in college, and then Tom Davis really introduced me to the Dead.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer.
Because, you know, you don't strike me as sort of a typical Deadhead. But
oh, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You go to a Dead concert, there's
just 50,000 Al Frankens.
Well, no, there's...
whirling around.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go right back to the telephones here. If you've been listening to the program for the past couple hours, you know what we're talking about. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge. Welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, sir.
Hi.
Is it not Michael Isakoff that is from Newsweek that co-authored this little gem?
Oh, yes, yes, and he's the one who was so active in...
His head must be spinning, don't you think?
I would think. He tried desperately to assist in bringing down the Clinton administration.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. What was the blonde with the hair that recorded all that?
Oh, yeah. You're not talking about Linda Tripp.
Thank you.
Oh, Linda Tripp, okay, but the one that he... ruined was the woman who lived in Richmond, and I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Marie something or
no? Somebody email it in.
But then Linda Tripp retold it to Georgia somebody who was some kind of a publisher in New York, and then it went on from there. But I mean, you know, when he hears these kind of clandestine reports, that may start out as clandestine, and then actually reports them. And got such a reaction, and, you know, it went all the way up to impeachment the last go-around, although he wasn't convicted.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's trying to report on the same thing. Where the hell is the army of reporters, these gung-ho investigative reporters? Why aren't they in Guantanamo? Why aren't they in Afghan or in Abu Ghraib? Or won't they let them in?
Well, what reporters are you referring to?
Anybody with the words is salt.
Marge, it's not the 70s.
Oh, damn. It's hell when you get older than
it. It is. I feel the same way. Where are these journalists you're talking about? They don't exist. But you know, the closest we have to it is Seymour Hersh. And he's not allowed to write for a newspaper. He writes for New Yorker magazine.
Oh, my God. I ran across a quote today. I don't know. Can you access the op-ed page in the Chicago Tribune?
Oh, yeah.
There's a piece in the Voice of the People called The Deafening Sound of Media Silence. Somebody named Robert Kohler, who claims to be a syndicated columnist for the Tribune Media Services, when I read the article and then came to his name and title, I kind of swallowed hard. But he's talking about an op-ed piece that he couldn't get published called The Silent Scream of Numbers, which related to the documented irregularities from the 2000 and 2004 election
right.
that he couldn't get printed. But I love the quote at the end of his column. He's quoting, he says, in my column I quoted an exit poll analyst, Jonathan Simon, quote, when the autopsy of our democracy is performed, it is my belief that media silence will be given as the primary cause of death. Close quote.
I totally agree. I cannot believe that the Woodward and Bernstein genre is dead.
There's a name.
It's as dead as though a stake had been driven through its heart, and a stake has been. See, Marge, you're still not connected to the Internet, are you?
No.
Okay, you've got to. I don't know how. You got to take a mortgage out on your house. I don't know what you're going to have to do, but you've got to get a computer and have someone show you how to use it, because you have to learn how to use it. And
I can spend some time at the library to get started, but I mean.
Well, even right, that's perfect. That's right. If you don't want to buy one right away, you just need to get to the library and have someone show you where you can access news sources, global news sources. You're one of the most intelligent people who call this program. I get emails about you. See,
really?
and I can't forward them to you because you don't have email. I get emails about Marge in Indiana, talking about how they always love to hear when you call. And I can't share them with you. I can't send them to you. But if you could get online, if you could learn how to access those news sites, whether they're British or German, and they're in English, or Middle Eastern, or South Asian, so you get a different take. I hear your frustration, and I think you might feel a little bit.
I'm wondering what Greg Palast is saying about all this. You know, all the reports from. Is he still in London, or is he here? Where is he at?
No, he's here. But there's another one, GregPalast.com. You could get on. Go to his website, and you'd have all this, and you wouldn't have to wonder. And the reason I say that is because you stay damn near as informed as people like me who do have the internet, and you would be a force impossible to stop. If you access the internet every day. You understand what I'm saying, Marge? I mean, I love you just like you are, but you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah. Well,
somebody at your library there, can help you get started to access, I guess, unless there's a lockdown in the libraries now about going to foreign news sources, but it doesn't cost anything. It's not like making an overseas phone call, you know. Oh, well, sorry. That sounded like a lecture. And,
well, I just love, when I read that quote, I thought, oh, geez. You know.
But then, see, Tribune News, sir, don't forget, the Tribune owns the L.A. Times.
Yeah.
And that's probably where the guy either writes on a regular basis or try to get something. You know, they own, Tribune News Services own all sorts of newspapers and television stations and radio stations. I don't know about radio, but they own television and newspapers.
Well, they own GN in Chicago, that's for sure.
WGN, right, there you go.
And so. not only the radio, but the television, and then there's some kind of cable, CLTV.
Oh, yeah. See, I remember CLTV when I lived in Chicago, Chicagoland Television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, it's the, it's not liberal media. My Aunt Fanny, it's corporate media.
Right.
You've got to watch NBC. I got to get people to watch NBC for the next week or so.
Why?
There's an ad that's running now for GE, you know, that mighty
right.
corporate giant.
Right.
And it starts out with a song from Tennessee Ernie Ford, and my ears went up, and I said, gee, I haven't heard that in a long time. And I look at it, And there they're talking about the use of coal. And by golly, don't you know, they've come up with some kind of scrubber that says that, you know, we can use coal to make electricity. But the whole damn thing looks like something straight out of 1984. And I thought, these people are unreal. They're unabashedly unashamed, and they're going out there, and they don't even care anymore. They're doing what they damn well please, and, you know, my way or the highway, folks. You don't like it, tough. They don't
you
care.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper. They're using that old Tennessee Ernie Ford song.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the dirty pigs. You know, General Electric, as you well know, is the single one of the single largest weapons manufacturers in the history of the human race.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, Marge, you got a great fan club out here. I wish there was some way to...
Isn't that nice?
Well, when I... You know, there is a way. Damn it, what's wrong with me? See, I'm starting to lose it. When I get these emails on you from now on, or when I see
I'll
something...
I'll get my son to send his...
I'll just print them off and mail them to you.
Oh, well...
Because you have a fan club out here. There's a lot of people at Democratic Underground. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a fan club at Democratic Underground. I've seen some of your stuff quoted on Bark Cop. I get emails right here to my program. So what I need to do is just print this stuff off and send it to you.
Well, I have to get my son to get him, because he's got one, and you can email it to him, and then he can... convey it to me.
Well, Marge, you're a great American. Thanks for staying in touch, okay?
You're a good one. Keep up the fight. Take a deep breath and don't let those SOBs, you know, illegitimate non-carborundum.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll say it in Latin.
Thanks, Marge.
Because I don't want to offend anybody.
Thanks, Marge.
Take care.
You have a nice evening. Gotta love her. Oh, my God. And I'm not saying that patronizingly at all. Marge has forgotten more than I'll ever know. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Now, that sounds bad, too. You know what I'm saying. I love her to death. She's a great American. All right. I think it's time for a break. There it is. Your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. There are ponies who are talking, there are races who read. There are people here who do not even know the TV. Everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play 9 innings, prostate cancer kills 9 men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you can see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Mike Malloy Show, you are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
21 past the hour. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Mike.
Sure.
Great show, and I learned a lot here. I didn't know, I don't listen to corporate media anymore, so I didn't know about the Novak thing, but that is repulsive, and I'm Jewish. And
it's astonishing.
Follow up with CNN tomorrow, bombard them with phone calls or something. And the thing with Jewish groups endorsing Bolton is just even as bad or worse. That's just, you know, I can't fathom it. I don't know.
I hear you.
ADL. I mean, it's just.
And Foxman even issued a statement with the, well, obviously he would, with the endorsement. And when I read it, it blew me away. It just blew me away. I'm sure you can find it at their website.
Yeah.
But it was just, no, this can't be.
Yeah. I would say a little bit of a follow up from your show the other night. And I agree with you. What's going on vis-a-vis Israel, vis-a-vis Palestine, and the U.S. taking over in the Middle East, to the extent Judaism comes into play, the central tenets of Judaism are totally inconsistent with that. Totally. You know, I'm not that religious in that, but that's my...
Well, that's always been my impression. And I got a lot of emails after that program telling me that I was crazier than a loon.
No,
that Christianity and Judaism are both bloody religions. They both are involved in conquest and destruction and death. And I had all these biblical references from Exodus, from Deuteronomy,
yeah.
from the oldest books of the Old Testament. The Pentagraph, or no, what's it called? The Pentateuch. Pentateuch.
Pentateuch, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and well, you're not religious, are you?
Not that much, no.
Almost called it Pentagraph. Sorry, I don't want to upset Wiccans or Jews.
No. But But anyway, you know, the other thing you mentioned earlier, to discuss with the Democratic Party, you're probably aware of this, coming off that $82 billion last Thursday or Friday, the Senate Armed Services Committee, you would think that the way things are blowing up over there, no calls for getting out, no calls even for a timetable, they set aside another $50 billion, supposed to be spent like starting in October or between October and the end of the year. Unbelievable.
Right.
These Democrats are part of this, you know. Howard, you know, it was really disappointing amongst the parties you might have mentioned. Howard Dean's a big disappointment. He hasn't said a word about this, the war. He based his whole presidential campaign on this.
Well, his position when he was a candidate was the same as Kerry's, and that was, well, we're in, we got to stay. You know, and I heard that before. It was called Vietnam.
Yeah. Tell you, Randy Rhodes had a pretty good idea earlier on her show. Pull out, but give them a big economic development plan, and I think maybe you could buy them, you know, money talks. These insurgents, maybe their leaders could be bought into some kind of ceasefire solution, and you know, it's an idea that ought to be explored a little bit further. But like you say, with the media these days and how bought off it is and how controlled it is, it's just amazing. With in the aftermath of the election and the war, I heard the latest spin from some of the corporate outlets is that instead of using the contents of this memo, which are pretty clear, that Downing Street memo, that they're putting a spin on it. Well, it was more about regime change than it was about these weapons that anybody and everybody at the time said he had, but obviously didn't. And the other thing I just want to add, I too, it was ironic you said it, coincidental. I picked up the name of, in the county I live in, apparently an organizer or a member of the Green Party, and I'm thinking of going in that direction. You know, it's just, it's like, you know, the Congress seems relatively ineffective. Only on one issue are they showing any spine, and that's the Social Security issue, and I'm not sure what's going to happen with that.
I'm not either. I've had people working on me for the past 3 years about get away from the Democratic Party. They're going to suck you into just total defeat. The Green Party, as small as it is, that's the point. That's the point.
Yeah.
So anyway,
thanks.
All right,
Mike.
Ira, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening.
Great show.
Deborah is calling from Baltimore. Deborah, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. Deborah, how are you?
Well, I'm maintaining, you know, here in the close to the level of ground zero of idiocracy.
Hey, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, I'll come back to you right after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
That what you thought love was for. Maybe I'm lost. Maybe I'm lost. Maybe I'm lost.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
the Majority Report.
The Republican Party, the bar has been so lowered as to be actually removed and buried beneath the Earth's crust. Everything is okay for Republicans. Ethics repeal, no problem. Nuclear proliferation, no problem. Gay affairs inside the White House, no problem, whilst simultaneously gay bashing. Everything is fair for the Republicans because they believe in nothing except power.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Radio Kaka, 25 before the hour. Pepe is calling from California. Pepe, welcome to the program. Pepe?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, I said okay. Welcome to the program. Hi.
Thank you, and thank you for everything, man. I've been immersed in apathy with everything and everybody, and I'm just as guilty as it is everybody, and it's so refreshing to hear the rant. I love it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And I can focus on long periods of my life when I was apathetic too, and that's the reason the Democratic Party has turned into a huge pile of dreck. If that, and that's why there is no hope left unless people can organize around other principles. Other than the Democratic Party principles are wonderful, but there's nobody to energize the party anymore. Not at the leadership, not at the DNC. It's a dead horse. And, my grandparents told me a long time ago, you can't ride a dead horse. You can kick it, but you can't ride it.
I totally agree. I mean, 2000, I was, still kind of thinking the Gore thing was going to work. And then the last election, it was just kind of, well, Kerry seems less of a warmonger than Bush, and now I'm just like, I have no loyalty to them anymore, none at all.
I hear
you. There's no loyalty to the people. I don't see them trying to serve anybody other than the corporate whatever. It's funny that you're talking about all this stuff and that whole Robert Novak story, because just the other day I was sitting around thinking about, I wonder how many people like me in 1930s Germany were thinking, oh, the Nazis will just go away, it's not that bad, blah, 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 blah. And before
right.
they knew it, they spoke up and they got shot or imprisoned or whatever. And that, that was a thought. The organization that I'm curious about, and it's like, can't we just go back to, like, boycotting the advertisers one at a time of people who have the corporations that sponsor Robert Novak? Or Bill O'Reilly, or any of these other people.
I'm sure that could be done, but here's the problem. Everything is so vertically integrated now. Where do you start with CNN? Do you go to Time? Do you go to Warner? Time Warner? Do you go to Time Books and Records? Do you go to AOL? This is all one corporation now. Where do you start? You see what I'm saying?
That's why I believe it would have to be completely arbitrary. I would think that you would just have to throw a dart. Because if you could get it en masse, and you could get a lot of people to say, wow, okay, I don't even want to say a product, but say like X Cola is advertising on this specific show, let's not buy that anymore. And if you could just get the message out there that that's the product that we're not going to touch, somebody's going to have to listen, because these are corporations that deal in percents of percent, and they really pay attention to all that stuff.
Well, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but look, let me tell you something from my point of view, and from a lot of people. the point of view of a lot of people. Do you remember, I don't know how old you are, do you remember when Cesar Chavez, United Farm Workers, where they organized the boycott of so many farm products that are coming out of the, what is it, the Imperial Valley there in California? It was grapes, it was lettuce, it was all sorts of things, because the workers were being so abused. And the effort was made, and it was successful a bit. And this was, I'm talking about the mid-70s, late-70s.
Back when Ronald Reagan went on TV eating grapes?
I think so. And everybody, not everybody, so many liberals and Democrats tried, okay, let's boycott grapes, let's boycott lettuce. And I don't know how effective the boycott was. I know eventually Chavez got to meet with some of those huge agricultural combines in California. And deals were made and things were worked out. And, of course, Chavez is dead now. And the United Farm Workers is I have heard nothing. I don't want to say they're dead, too, because I'll get 1,000 emails about, no, they're not, you crazy talk show hosts. They're alive and doing great. But I don't know. I don't hear anymore. Here's the point I'm trying to get to. To organize boycotts requires a tremendous amount of energy, and the other thing it requires is thought. A person has to remember. You know, it used to be a joke in the 70s. You go to the grocery store, you got two lists, the stuff you're going to buy at the grocery store and the stuff you can't buy because it's on the boycott list. The 70s was a big decade for boycotting, all right? And most of it was farm products because of what was happening with legal and illegal immigrants who were working those farms. So I don't want to throw cold water on anything. I think boycotts are great when they're targeted, when they're used effectively. The Montgomery bus boycott stands as the sine qua non of boycotts. It worked. It brought Montgomery to its knees where it concerned public transportation, but that was a limited, targeted, and most of the people using the Montgomery bus system at the time were black folk. So it was, I'm not trying to minimize what happened with the Montgomery bus boycott, but it was effective because they were able to get 90% of the people who used the bus to stop using it. And
well,
now if you can organize...
My whole thought is, like, we take the other side of it. I think for all the wrong reasons, for a censorship reason, which I hate the idea of, but Tipper Gore and the PMRC was very effective in at least getting their message out there, and at the very least they forced people to put some kind of warning labels on CDs and stuff like that. And, I mean, and so there was a groundswell. And this was like, you know, this is for corporate America. This was mass media kind of stuff.
Right. I hear you. Hey, listen, I got to go. Thanks for checking in, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Take care. Oh, my God. Deborah in Baltimore. Deborah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Pepe, you know, was a that's good, me.
Pepe was a good call, but I totally forgot. I had something up on the screen over the little note
that's
I typed.
Okay.
Him.
Okay.
All right.
You know
how I'm
taking.
Okay. All
right. As usual, your show and Janine's and Sam's are awesome, and I love you, and I respect you all for doing what you're doing on air.
Well, thanks. That's very kind of you.
And basically, what I wanted to say is that there has to be an understanding within, you know, the people that are starting to sort of wake up,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's a long, hard slog. You know, here I moved down from Connecticut to Baltimore to be kind of closer to the ground zero of idiocy.
Right.
But there has to be an awakening within the main scream media. Well, we can't rely on the media anymore.
No. Mainstream media is dead. It's gone.
It is gone.
It's just
but
totally
there
gone.
There has to be a movement of all those people who relied on mainstream media to move a little bit, take another little, like a baby step. Take a little baby step. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little baby step to the left of what you're seeing, and understand that what you read in the newspapers, and I don't read the newspapers in this country. I start at 5:30 in the morning, with the Asia Times and the New Zealand papers, the Australian papers, and I move forward up till, and I'll cover South America. And you need to understand that what you're being told and what you're being said in this country is complete and utter propaganda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what.
The fact that Newsweek, who I didn't like in the first place, would backtrack on a story that had been out there for over 2 years.
Right. It's amazing to me is how quickly they collapse.
They collapse like a deck of cards.
Not just Newsweek, but CBS.
All of them.
And anybody else who just utterly and absolutely collapses.
And anybody who doubts what you are saying, go back and check your facts. They are there. They are there in the British press. They are there with regards to what's going on in Uzbekistan with the former person who was in charge of being kind of the go-between between Britain and Uzbekistan, Craig Murray. He's got a wonderful piece in The Guardian.
Oh, I wanted to get to what's going on in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan tonight.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what's happening.
And I'm probably not going to get to it. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there. Deborah, thank you. Call again, okay?
You're welcome at any time.
All right. Take care. I appreciate your comments. Have something to write with when we come back, because I want to give you a website. You got to see this.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor, Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
But Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. Yeah, that's David Gilmour. Credits tonight, as always, the New York crew, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas. Thanks, folks. And Catherine Bay, who is our executive producer. Now, I want you to check out this website. I got this email. Hi, Mike. We publish free handbills in the traditions of our founding fathers, which contain news such as the secret British memo that the mainstream media is not covering. We put fact-based and sourced articles / editorials next to a grocery shopping list people can print from their home computers, and we ask people to take a handbill shopping and then leave it in the shopping cart after they've finished. Anyway, if you think our handbills are a good idea, we ask you to put a link to them on the resources page of your website. And I think we've already done that, right, Kathy? Or we're going to do it. All right, you ready? JusticeForNone.com. And there's more. JusticeFor, F-O-R, None, N-O-N-E. JusticeForNone.com/handbills. Check it out. I went there this afternoon when I got this. They've got some great stuff there. And it's free. Just print them off. By God, I'm going to do it. JusticeForNone.com/handbills. Take a look at it. I mean, the site is cool, too, justicefornone.com, but go to the handbill section and look what they've got. They've got a whole list down there. Just click the hyperlink to the one that the title of which piqued your curiosity and see what comes up. It's great stuff. this is such a good idea. I know, a couple of years ago, there were people who was doing it. Was it Will Pitt? Did Will Pitt come up with an idea? Who was it? It was somebody who at the time was a regular contributor to the program. A lot of these guys have reached stardom and gone on, but, you know, it was about printing stuff off and putting it under people's windshields, the windshield wiper. I like this idea. This is a great idea. You know, a lot of times you sit around and say, oh, what can we do? And I'm the biggest one to say that, right? With all the Sturm and Drang that's on this program, and I usually go, what can we do? What can we do? Here's what you can do. This is so cool. Check it out. justicefornone.com/handbills. Okay? An email came from Dan and Cindy at justiceforNone.com. And thanks, guys. This is a great idea. They've got everything. They've got everything. Just look at it. Just look at it. I'm looking now. And they give you a screenshot, and that's what you print off of. It's so easy. So easy. Okay. Vince is calling from Michigan. Vince, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, Mike, thanks so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm a member of the Marge fan club at Democratic Underground.
Isn't she great? Isn't she great? I love that woman. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. Mike, you know, all this stuff, every week there's a new scandal or flavor of the week. It all goes back to the stolen election of 2000. Bush lost in 2000. And then they had another farcical election in 2004, and Bush lost that one, too. And not much noise was made at all in the media. But here we are about 6 months later, after the last election, 6.5 months, and a little bit of noise is starting to be made about that, I think. I've noticed a few things I hadn't seen before. Like, people who said nothing at the time, like Bill Maher and Al Franken on Maher's show Friday night, they were sitting around with Gore Vidal having a conversation about a crooked election.
Mm-hmm.
They've had 6 months to do that, and they hadn't said anything before.
Right.
Jim Lampley's a sportscaster, and he wrote a terrific blog.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah, I read that blog. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he said, right. I mean, that thing, Mike, was like almost about an even bet on Election Day. And then by 5 p.m. Eastern time, it had moved to Kerry being a 2-1 favorite.
Yes.
That means a lot. They don't throw out weak lines in Vegas, you know? And, you know, they don't take a look at exit polls like most people do and say, oh, they were off, that's it. I mean, when they move the line like that,
yes,
that means they had faith in the exit polls. And they had faith in those final pre-election polls, too. All those 48, 48, 49, 49 election polls with their golden rule that the undecided voters break for the challenger. I mean, there's no way Bush won. We're asked to believe he got 11 million more votes in 2000 than he did in 2004. In 2004, he improved by 11 million.
Sure, sure.
Oh,
no,
8 million.
Yeah,
there's no way.
I hear what you're saying, Vince. I'm glad people are talking about it.
I think it's starting to annoy
me. All right, well, listen, I got to leave it there, Vince.
What?
I'm sorry, I got to stop it right here. I appreciate you checking in. I want to hear from you again, but we're out of time. All right. Kathy tells me we may have located a PC for Marge. So at DU, if you guys are doing a fundraiser, stop. We'll know more tomorrow, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. All right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going.